Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday Morning Edition. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And to all the truckers out there, the men and the women out there, getting it done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, we appreciate you, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us to start the hour out, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have two of our favorite callers with question answers on the telephone line. So let's start with Mike in Clearwater. Mr. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. You know, Denise, one thing that sort of fell by the wayside that we don't hardly ever hear about anymore is North Korea. And being that I have one side of my mom's side of the family is Korean, I pretty much am 100% sure that the North Koreans have nukes. But I also think that the missiles that they have, that they've quietly worked on it, and I believe that they're more advanced than what we think. Now, they might have lobbed those missiles that miserably, you know, fell into the ocean, but that might have been just a cover show to kind of hide what their real capabilities are. These are not stupid people. They have some brilliant scientists that are working for them. And like I said, I believe that they're way more advanced, and we have to watch them, because I think that could be a problem. So let me know if you think that I'm right or if I'm totally off base. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. And before you answer that, Denise, I do believe Iran is working along with Korea to develop their nuclear program. Is that correct?
Well, they kind of used to. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh Mahabadi, the now dead Iranian scientist, was collaborating in a big way with North Korea. But now, since he's dead, there's very limited collaboration that's going on there. But Mike is, right to certainly be concerned, because the Biden administration is very, very passive to any tyrannical governments. And I would say that at least Obama, when he passed the baton over to Trump, he did say that North Korea is going to be a problem, and it ended up being such that I think that Trump neutralized a lot of North Korea with the two summits that he had with Kim Jong-un. From their failed missiles, however, it could be said that the United States kind of forced the failures of those missiles. So I can't prove that, but something in my gut tells me that collaboration with Japan We had something to do with that. I can't prove it.
Let's go to.
But I will say quickly that North Korea is facing the worst food shortage that they've had in over a decade right now.
Right. Let's go to Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to share this with the American people.
That's all you got, so go for it.
Okay, when we thought socialism was becoming the norm in America, that Father God, mercy for one, puts the world spotlight on Cuba, Marxism, communism. America, can't you see the Lord has sent us a sign, the tools we need to overcome the democratic plan? God wants us to do everything possible to free the Cuban people. When we do that, America will once again fall under the word of God. When we leave this earth, you will be judged on being that soldier in the army of the Lord. Peacefully, we will fight like hell to free America from this vice grip called the strong arm of the far left, progressive Marxist socialism, communism. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Well, I wish we could help Cuba, Denise, but I don't see Joe Biden lifting his finger.
Hat tip to Elliot, because I think that there's a lot of message in what he just said.
You bet.
I don't believe that the Biden administration is going to help out Cuba either. The first thing that should happen, however, is that the United States should use some of their technological expertise and give Cuba right now an internet system that will replace the one that China installed there and manages for Cuba. That's the very first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Florida has got a sizable Cuban population here.
You bet.
They generally vote conservative. They understand all things socialism and Marxism, and I think that's a threat to the Biden administration.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go nowhere.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Guy. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth has always been critical. Now, we had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were actually in line with our values. And sadly, folks, that is no longer the case, and we all know it. Now, the sooner the youngsters get to learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who, by the way, will be on the show next hour. She's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now, volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. Volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. Volume number three features Tuggy and his bride settled on the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history examining the crises that have resulted in some of the country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, too. An absolute must for homeschoolers. It comes in English and Spanish, the books. And you can get it locally by going over to the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market, number 607, at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
Anthony Blinken and the UN.
This cat
puts out a public service announcement yesterday telling us that he has invited the UN to do a study on white supremacy and racism in the United States.
Yep.
And, of course, that was met with open arms. I think it was actually very coordinated by our UN ambassador, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, who herself despises the United States. She says even the Constitution is racist. So if you don't think that this thing hasn't, this is a mission to take this whole thing global.
Yep.
And if you're paying any kind of attention to what is happening in South Africa, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is a building condition here, very, very dangerous to challenge race stability across the globe. This is trouble, and it ought to have everybody paying some real attention here. It's bad juju.
Well, we know that the fundamental transformation of America is operating at warp speed. That's the way I'll describe it right now, because they're trying to pull out all the stops. And by the way, now the Democrats are even more concerned because they realize they're probably going to get their butts handed to them in 2022 when it comes to the House of Representatives and the Senate, correct?
Well, I mean, that's all okay, but you know what? This seed is planted, Captain. And to stop that growth and to calm things down and put things back into some kind of equilibrium, I don't think can happen anytime soon, if at all. You know, I think this is a harbinger of things to come. If it's not already here, this is we're in a bad way, and this administration is just continuing to put gasoline on this fire.
Yep, and I see it continuing. Okay, well, I'm going to take one more call here. We've got Eric from Seminole on the line. Okay, Eric, you got about a minute to ask the question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Good morning, ma'am. Hey, real quick, I wasn't initially going to call about the South African situation, but 110% agree with what Miss Denise is saying. That is something that needs to be paid attention to, because what is happening, or what has led to what is going on in South Africa, began 25 years ago when they elected ANC representatives and Nelson Mandela, who was a, you know, basically a bona fide ANC terrorist, however you want to cut it. That genocides do not start with some ideology being taught in university. It starts with scapegoating a group of people, and we see it being institutionalized in the United States. That's my opinion on what she just said. I didn't originally call on that. The question is, my question segues into this regarding, Ms. Denise, do you have any information regarding the trial of the Russians and the couple of Ukrainians that are on trial in The Hague in Belgium for the 2014 shootdown of Malaysian Air MH17? Apparently, the United States cannot produce the evidence that they said that they had regarding the shootdown of trajectory. I'll take my answer off the air. And thanks again, sir. Simplify.
Thank you, Eric, and good luck to your boy over there in Turkey.
Okay, go ahead. Excellent question. We are not signatories to the International Criminal Court. So if we have evidence, then we have probably given it to the countries that are. I believe that the investigations were really being handled by Europe. I don't hold any sway in any kind of anything when it comes to The Hague. Nothing. It's a meaningless, stupid court that virtually has no consequences. So is the shootdown going to have any kind of real criminal consequence, I say the answer to that is no.
Okay. Now,
I mean, if the International Criminal Court, if The Hague had any kind of teeth in it, they would have brought up Bashar al-Assad on crimes against humanity. It should be like a Nuremberg, and it's just not. I've actually had this very discussion with a general on my show yesterday.
Now, before we move on, have you bought your Don't Fauci My Florida t-shirt yet from Ron DeSantis?
No.
You're going to get one?
I doubt it.
I think it'd be a great collector's item. Don't Fauci My Florida. But I'm telling you, the liberals are talking to themselves on this one.
I know. Maybe Christmas stocking stuffers or something.
There you go. There you go. Because it's a great. I when I saw that, I just started laughing. I said, "Oh yeah, got to have one of them." All right. Well, let's talk about. About 5,000 teachers say that they're going to sign a pledge to continue teaching the critical race theory, even though it's been outlawed in 26 states.
I had this very discussion, too, with yet another person of influence for my radio show yesterday. And when it comes to the states that have outlawed critical race theory, it's surprising to me that this hasn't ended up in a court already someplace along the line. It may be just a little on the early side. I don't know. But I would challenge the rank-and-file members of the teachers' unions, of which there are hundreds and hundreds. There's
sure.
two obviously very large ones. But the unions have really protections. You can't sue them. They have immunities. But I think that they're now, just because that they do, I think now is the time to challenge that immunity. The other thing is those educators, or those that are in the education system that hold certificates and licenses, they ought to be yanked.
Mm-hmm.
Because certificates are the gold for teachers and principals and those kinds of, and a lot of them even have, they're sitting on school boards, have teaching certificates and licenses. And I think that they ought to be pulled completely. But I don't think, yes, you can do that until such time you get some kind of a court challenge.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense to me. Here comes the music. We're going to have to let you go. You have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there and check out the articles that she writes, and then you'll know what's going on when she knows it. How's that? I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases are up in 47 states week over week, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The increase is coming as the highly transmissible Delta variant of the virus now accounts for nearly 60% of all cases in the country. Health officials say that the worst of the outbreaks are coming from areas that have low rates of vaccination. The CDC says that 48% of all Americans are fully vaccinated against the virus, while 55.7% have received at least one dose. And former President George W. Bush says the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan puts the women and girls of the country in danger. Speaking with German broadcaster DW News, the former president predicted the consequences would be unbelievably bad and expressed concern for the safety of the Afghans who worked as translators and support staff for U.S. forces. The White House announced Wednesday that they were starting a program to get as many of those people out of the country before the pullout of American and NATO troops is complete. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, and we've got some interesting tidbits for you tonight, not only from the DOD, but also from the Marine Corps and CENTCOM, some press releases that came out that you may not have heard about. We'll tell you all about that after the National Aviation Academy tells you all about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they can teach you to be an aviation maintenance tech. One of them's in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, across the bay from me. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. Now, the other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside downtown Boston. Either way, I strongly suggest that you call them up and ask to take the tour and find out what they're all about. Now, their number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up and ask to take the tour, whichever campus you want to go to, Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts. You'll be glad you did. By the way, the website, naa.edu. You'll get a chance to talk not only to a student or two, but also an instructor or two, and you'll be able to talk to the financial people, because if you are military post 9/11, more than likely you still got your educational benefits and everything will be paid for on the GI Bill. Now, if you're post 9/11 and you've used your benefits, or even if you haven't, depending on how many years you've been out of the service, it'll pay a percentage, not all of it. Now, that being said, they have what's called student loans, and you can get a student loan through civilian means, so civilians or even military that need that help, and away you go. Now, again, the phone number, I'll give it one more time, 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Well, Russia has come out and warned the United States against deploying troops in Central Asia that are leaving Afghanistan. They said, we don't want to see your troops anywhere near Afghanistan, which includes Kurdistan, Tajikistan, and what we used to call the stands just north of Afghanistan, coming out of there towards Russia, I might add. And the warning comes as the U.S. military said last week that 90% of the withdrawal of U.S. troops and equipment from Afghanistan is complete. Now, I will not go with the equipment end, because I saw way too much stuff, equipment, sitting at the Bagram Air Base when the Taliban pulled in and it was theirs for the taking. And I'm sure they did just exactly that, plus the ammunition caches, plus the weapons that were there, all left behind. And the Taliban got their hands on that. So we'll see where that goes. Now, in other news, the Marine Corps has announced that the United States has sent about 100 Marines to protect the U.S. Embassy. These are members of what's called the FAST unit that's ready to go at any moment's notice to protect the U.S. Embassy in Haiti amidst the turmoil following the assassination of their president there. Will there be more troops involved? Don't know. They've asked for more troops to secure their airport and a couple of other facilities there, the seaport and whatnot. We'll see what happens. Right now it's just strictly us with our embassy. And the House Appropriations Committee approved a $706 billion defense spending bill for fiscal 2022 over the objections of Republicans on the committee. They wanted some things cut. Nothing got cut. And President Joe Biden's pick to lead the Navy voiced strong support for plans to maintain a 355-ship Navy, but also acknowledged that reaching that goal will require additional resources from Congress in coming years. In other words, they'll need more money. Now, let's not forget that world leaders have stressed that like-minded nations need to band together to set the standards for emerging technologies, including artificial intelligence. What will happen there? Who knows? Eric is chiming in the chat room, and I thought about that one, Eric. He says it's almost as if the people that were in charge of Bagram, the military, were told not to destroy or render inert to munitions and armament, and they were left behind in working order, knowing that the Taliban was going to get their hands on it. I certainly hope not, because that, to me, your priorities are upside down and backwards. You don't want the bad guys to get the stuff that's going to kill the good guys. By the way, did you hear that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made the declaration that his department will do it the right way when it comes to artificial intelligence, even as competitors like China use artificial intelligence to better monitor and suppress their citizens? Well, that's China. In the meantime, Senator Elizabeth Warren has lifted two nomination holds on prospective Defense Department officials after they agreed to stay out of the defense industry for at least 4 years following their work at the Pentagon. An aide familiar with the agreement confirmed. Also, President Biden has nominated former Senator Jeff Flake. Remember him? Republican of Arizona, Jeff Flake, to be his ambassador to Turkey. Oh, isn't that just ducky? Erdogan will love him. Jeff Flake, former U.S. Senator from Arizona, going to be the ambassador to Turkey. Erdogan will eat him up and spit him out. By the way, a bill in Congress this week would enable all active duty service members to cast votes electronically while they're stationed overseas. That'll be interesting to see how that works out. And a military, all-black women's military unit is up for a congressional honor from World War II. The 6888 Central Directory Postal Battalion was credited with solving a growing mail crisis during its stint in England, and upon their return, served as a role model for generations of black women who joined the military because they got the mail through to the troops when other people couldn't, by figuring out the system that would work instead of the one that they had. Way to go, ladies. And their unit is going to be honored. And that's a tremendous thing. Happy to hear that. By the way, the Army is removing obstacles that prevent retired warrant officers from serving in the Reserve and Guard, which could help the service address shortages in areas requiring specific skills such as aviation. And we'll see what happens there. We'll see what happens there. The Army also is training its first batch of Space Marines. And we'll see how that all plays out. Now, the U.S. Navy and the Pentagon Strategic Capabilities Office are making the most of the remaining months of their partnership of the Ghost Fleet Overlord Unmanned Surface Vessel Program. Taking lessons learned from two recent voyages across the Panama Canal and upping the ante by putting these USVs into fleet exercises and operations. And unless you know they're unmanned, you don't know it. Also, the USS Ronald Reagan and HMS Queen Elizabeth strike groups, two aircraft carriers, one from the U.S., one from Great Britain, have conducted a large-scale exercise in the Indian Ocean, marking the first time the two carriers have trained together. And the next pair of ships slated for the Navy and the Pentagon's test program for autonomous ships are under construction on the Gulf Coast and set to join the service next year, the Ghost Fleet unmanned test ships will be joining the Navy next year. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we'll be back with more. Kathy is going to give you the phone number.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
Thank you. I believe I will, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes standard with a 345 horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, is that good on a bad back. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor all those that have served our country with a You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right. On the telephone line, we've got the wizard of smarts, the more intelligent Wall Street-type person, otherwise known as Chris Markowski, to watch Talk on Wall Street. I had to throw that all in there.
Well, thank you. Very
well,
kind.
Well, we got that email. We got that email yesterday, so you're standing in high cotton now.
No, you're too kind, Matt, as always.
All right, listen, I got to ask you a question here. You know that $300 a week extra unemployment money?
Yes.
26 states have agreed to get rid of it.
Uh-huh.
There's another 24, some of which say it's going to go in September. Some of them say, well, we might keep it going. We don't know till the end of the year, whatever. But if they did, they do it on their own. But here's where the rubber meets the road. 1.84 million people turned down a job last month to hold on to Biden's $300 a week extra unemployment benefits. What a deal.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that number. And then I thought to myself, are these people that are you're going to want to hire for your business in the first place? No.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
I try to explain this to youngsters and anybody. You know, no matter what you do in life, okay, and I, you know, you and I, we've had hundreds of different jobs throughout our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Think about all the things that I've done, all the jobs I have, starting when I was younger, paying my way through college, whatever it may be. If you treat that job and you do that job like it's your business, and you handle that job as such, you're gonna get noticed. You're gonna get paid more. You're gonna advance. It's just the way it is, and that's how you should take everything on in life. If you're sitting on your butt over the course of the summer, or you're hanging out by the beach or watching Netflix or whatever it may be, you're not improving yourself, and you're not the type of person that I would ever want to hire at Markowski Investments. You just wouldn't fit in here. These are not the people we're looking for. See, these are people. There's 1.8 million people plus. You know, I've got a funny feeling that many of them will probably be on the dole the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're right. Now let's talk about Senate Majority Leader Chuck D. Baby Boy Schumer, who announced that the Senate Democrats have come up with a $3.5 trillion budget bill that tackles much of President Joe Biden's proposed soft infrastructure agenda. Now, the thing is, with the 50-50 split in the Senate, Democrats' budget resolution has to be passed by reconciliation, and they need support from all 50 Senate Democrats, which they might not get because you still got Joe Manchin, you still got Cernova, the Arizona senator, you still got Bernie Sanders, and oh, by the way, you've got the squad that might derail anything that's there because they just don't like what they see. You never know what they're going to do. So this is not a done deal.
No, it's not. And again, the details really haven't emerged in this yet. We still don't know what the taxes are going to be, how they're going to pay for this. All in all, you combine it with the bipartisan infrastructure deal. I think about $600 billion of that is new spending. I think the rest of it is coming from money that they're just reallocating. You're talking over $4 trillion over 10 years. Story after story, the mainstream media is just lauding this, telling how awesome this is and how wonderful this is, and cash for kids, because cash for kids is now kicking in too from the last Biden package. It's going to change the country. You know, when Obama said fundamentally change the country, this is another step. You got to remember that Obamacare was passed. They shoved that down everybody's throats. And this just shows you how, I guess, ineffective and how useless the Republican Party has become. And we had the presidency, we had the House, we had the Senate. What did they get done? I mean, obviously we got tax cuts done, but, you know, it obviously cannot get together on much of anything. And the Democrats are much better at what they do. If they get this passed, these things aren't going to go away. Entitlements don't go away. Once the government starts sending out cash, it doesn't stop.
Well, I'm going to throw out what Schumer had to say. He said that this plan will expand health, education, family policies, as well as targets taxes on corporations and the wealthy. He also continued to say it universalizes pre-kindergarten, makes 2 years of community college free, expands funds for caregivers, raises capital gains and inheritance taxes, and contains provisions dedicated to climate policy.
You know what it also does, too? It tells senior citizens to take a long walk off a short pier.
Mm-hmm.
All this being spent on kids. First and foremost, okay, if you can't afford to have kids, don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is cool. If you can't afford to have them, don't have them. I shouldn't have to spend money to raise your kids. The Democrats pulled out of it money that was supposed to be sent to help with elder care in home care. And you know what? I wouldn't mind so much my tax dollars going to help that out, because you know what? Everybody's going to get old. Everybody's going to get old, and that's an area where obviously we can, you know, utilize some help. But they took that part out. So they're dumping all this money in pre-K? Give me a break. I mean, it's patently absurd. It's completely unnecessary. You really don't have to go to pre-K to be a successful student or to be a success in life. I didn't go to pre-K. So it's nonsensical.
You had pre-K. It was called staying at home with mama.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way.
It's called raising your kids.
Yeah.
How about that?
By the way.
You're going to have kids. How about you raise them and not taxpayer do it for you?
By the way, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell kind of hinted at the fact that he's not going to be around a whole lot longer. He talked about the substantial further progress is going to be a ways off and that the inflation was going to get much worse before it got any better.
Again, what was that Clinton thing there when he was being, it depends on what the meaning of is.
That's right.
Hey, it depends on what the meaning of transitory is. What exactly does that mean, buddy? You want to fill us in on that?
Yeah. What's Apple up to? Buy now, pay later? What's that all about?
They're picking up on the what Best Buy does, I guess, you know.
Or the used car dealers or something.
You know,
buy here, pay here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, again, you know, I don't know if they want to be collecting or how they're going to go about ensuring that they're going to get paid back. I'm sure they're going to probably work through some financial institution, but, interesting to say the least.
Do you use sunscreen?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't. I should, because I'm outside all the time, but I don't. When I go down to Florida, like if I go down to Florida and I haven't been in the sun in the wintertime, yes, I'll put some sunscreen on, but normally no.
Well, if you know anybody that's using the Johnson & Johnson sunscreen products, they are recalling their sunscreens due to traces of benzene inside, which does not help you block the sun. It helps you get a hell of a sunburn.
Oh, boy. No, I didn't see that story, but okay, I guess I'm okay. I'm going to be a good dermatology client eventually in life. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, I gotcha. And the other thing is, of course, everything that's going on right now, of course, the Fed's Powell is telling everybody that inflation, there's not much they can do about it. It's going to get worse where it gets better. And like I say, his term is up here in about 6 months, I think. And I don't believe he'll be around after that. I think they'll get rid of him.
I don't know. Do it exactly.
All right. Here comes the music. Got to let you go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Scott, have a good one.
All right. Chris Barkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. And coming right up after a tea break is going to be the one, the only.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Ever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.